Lesson 6. In this lesson, we're going to study vowels and diphthongs. By way of introduction, Lesson 6 is divided into two parts. In Part 1, we're going to study vowels, and in Part 2, we are going to study diphthongs. A vowel is a voice sound that is uninterrupted. A diphthong is a combination of vowels that form one sound. The exercises in Part 1 are designed to prepare you for the combination sounds of the diphthongs in Part 2. Please notice the note. You should continue to practice Lesson 5, Exercise 4, while you study this lesson. Part 1, Vowels. In the first lesson, we stated that there are 24 letters in the Koine Greek alphabet. 17 letters are consonants, and 7 are vowels. Remember what the vowel definition is. A vowel is a voice sound that is uninterrupted. The 7 vowels are alpha, epsilon, eta, iota, omicron, omega, and upsilon. The vowel and pronunciation diagrams for the Greek vowels will help you to learn the 7 vowels of the Greek alphabet in parallel with the 5 vowels of the English alphabet. Notice the vowel diagram for the 7 vowels of the Koine Greek alphabet. In English, we have 5 vowels, A, E, I, O, U. Notice the Greek vowels correspond to the English vowels. That is, for A, it's alpha, for E, it's epsilon, for I, it's iota, for O, it's omicron, and for U, it's upsilon. So in Greek, if you can transpose it over with a mental picture, it is still in Greek A-E-I-O-U as the major foundation 5 vowels of the Greek alphabet. Now these are the short vowels. That is, there is a short sound and a long sound for each vowel letter. And if in your mind you're asking yourself the question, how do I know whether to pronounce the vowel in a short sound or a long sound? We'll get to that in Lesson 9 when we present to you the understanding of the construction of Greek words. But for now, the Greek short vowels are alpha, epsilon, iota, omicron, and upsilon. The short sounds are a, e, I, o, U. The long vowels that correspond. The long alpha is still alpha, except the short sound is a, and the long sound is a. It's just held longer. But notice, epsilon is the short vowel, but the long vowel to the short vowel epsilon is eta. E is the short sound. A is the long sound. Notice the iota. The short iota is I, as in pit, I. The long vowel is E, as in machine. The omicron is the short O, O. And the long vowel for omicron is omega. The difference between the sounds, one is a short vowel, O, the other is a long vowel, O. The upsilon, no difference in sounds between the short and long, except that the upsilon is U and U. Now, the entire presentation of the vowel diagram on page 1 is to prepare you for the study of the diphthongs. in part two. You don't really need to memorize the information on the vowel diagram, but you should understand this next paragraph that I'm going to point out to you before you move on to the pronunciation diagram on page two. Notice the next to the last paragraph on lesson six, page one. Since you have already studied and learned the vowels from your study of the Koine Greek alphabet, you only need to learn the five vowels that line up with the five vowels of the English alphabet, and the two long vowels, eta being the long vowel of epsilon, and omega, the long vowel of omicron. In other words, all you need to do is have an understanding or a picture in your mind of the five vowels, the main foundation vowels, and the two long vowels, one for epsilon and one for omicron, being eta and omega. Once you have this understanding and picture in your mind, you'll be ready to go on to the pronunciation diagram on page 2 of lesson 6. And just by way of reminder, you should be continuing to practice exercise 4 of lesson 5 while you're doing and studying this lesson. Lesson 6, page 2. Lesson 6, the vowel pronunciation diagram. The vowel diagram on page 1 presented the seven vowels of the Koine Greek alphabet and their relationship to each other. Each vowel has a short sound and a long sound depending on what syllable it is in within a word. You will be given a thorough explanation of syllables and the construction of Greek words in Lesson 9. For this lesson, it is important to understand the long and short sound or pronunciation of each vowel. Now, the pronunciation diagram for the seven vowels of the Koine Greek alphabet. The first vowel is the letter alpha, a. Its short sound is a. The long alpha is a. It's just held longer. The second vowel is epsilon. The short epsilon is e. You've already learned these pronunciations and sounds in your study of the Greek alphabet. The short e sound is e. The long sound of epsilon is eta. It's a. The next vowel is iota. The short iota is I, as in the I in the word pit, I. The long iota is pronounced E, as the I in the word machine, E. You have I and E. The omicron is your next vowel. The short O is O. That's omicron. The long O is O. It's just held longer. Same sound. The last vowel is upsilon. The short U is U. The long sound of upsilon is U. Just held longer. The next we want to share with you are the vowel categories. And this is nice to know information. It is not critical to the understanding of the Greek New Testament, but we want to share these things with you for some understanding. The vowels alpha, epsilon, eta, omicron, and omega are called open vowels because they are voiced with an open mouth. The vowels iota and upsilon are called closed vowels because they are voiced with the mouth partially closed. So you have open vowels and closed vowels. Now you should become familiar with the different sounds of each form, short and long, of each vowel. You should not try to perfect them, as the sounds of each will be presented in Lesson 8 in the pronunciation exercises. After you review the short and long sounds of each vowel, you will be ready to go on to Part 2 of this lesson, which is the study of diphthongs, which is very important material to learn in the study of New Testament Greek. So all of this was in preparation to introduce you to diphthongs. You should spend as much time as possible while going on to the next lessons after diphthongs, but you should spend as much time as possible studying these diphthongs, as for most people it is the most difficult thing in the learning of the sounds of the Greek alphabet and its pronunciations. So after you become familiar with the vowel diagram on page 1 and the pronunciation diagram on page 2, you should go on to part 2 of this lesson on page 3, which is the introduction to and the study of diphthongs. Lesson 6, page 3, diphthongs. In part 1, we studied vowels, which is the fundamental lesson for understanding diphthongs. The word diphthong comes from two words in Greek. The word two, which is the word d in Greek, it's a prefix, and the word sound, which is the Greek word phongos. And it makes the word, when you put these two Greek words together, diaphthongos, which is where we get our English word diphthong from. And it means two sound. That is, two sounds put into one. So here's the definition of a diphthong. A diphthong is a combination of two vowel sounds blended together into one sound. First of all, the formation of a diphthong. A diphthong is formed in two ways. A diphthong is formed when iota follows behind the vowels alpha, epsilon, omicron, or upsilon. Examples. You have four of them given to you. Alpha iota, epsilon iota, omicron iota, and upsilon iota. Secondly, a diphthong is also formed when upsilon follows behind the vowels alpha, epsilon, eta, or omicron. And there are three examples. Alpha, upsilon, epsilon, upsilon, omicron, upsilon. These are two vowel sounds coupled together that blend and form into one sound in Greek. Notice the diphthong pronunciation diagram given to you on page 3. This is very important to learn. The diphthong pronunciation diagram. Notice that there are 8 diphthongs presented to you. One of them is rare in the New Testament. Most people teach 7 diphthongs, but we are presenting the 8th to you because it is found. You should learn these as well as possible. The first diphthong is alpha iota. The combination sounds are a, e. I. And if you put these two sounds together, it's I. It's I put together. I. If you say the two vowel sounds fast enough, it combines into I. And notice the example given to you, it's pronounced as the I in the word aisle, like an aisle of a church or the aisle of a theater. Aisle, A-I-S-L-E. That in English is a diphthong, A-I. It's pronounced I. So alpha iota is pronounced I. The second diphthong is epsilon iota. E. E. Those two sounds combined together are pronounced A, as the EI sound is pronounced in the English word eight. A. Eight. So if you can fix it in your mind, as we have attempted to present to you, so that you can even picture it in your mind with English, if you remember the word aisle, when you see an AI or an alpha iota, it is pronounced I. If you see an epsilon iota combined together, it is pronounced A, as the English diphthong EI is pronounced in the word eight. The next diphthong is omicron iota. These two sounds, O-E, 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 until they are combined to pronounce oi, as the diphthong is pronounced in the English word oil, oi, oil. Omicron iota, oi. The next diphthong is ypsilon iota. Ui, ui, until they are combined to form the sound we, as in the UEE in the word queen. We, we, ypsilon iota. Ui is pronounced we. Now the diphthongs formed with ypsilon. The first diphthong is alpha ypsilon. That's a and u, a u. Its pronunciation is au, au, as in the word now, the O-W, ow, now, alpha, ypsilon, ow. The next diphthong is epsilon, ypsilon, e-u. Pronounced together, it forms the sound oo, as in the EW in the word feud, you, you, epsilon, ypsilon, you. The next diphthong is rare in the New Testament, only found a couple of times. It's eta, ypsilon. It also is pronounced you, as in feud, you. The last diphthong is the diphthong omicron ypsilon. O, u, o, u, o, u. It's pronounced u, as in the o-u in the word youth, u. Let's go over them again. starting at the top of the diphthong pronunciation diagram, remembering that a diphthong is a combination of two vowel sounds blended together into one sound. Alpha iota is pronounced I, not I, but I. The diphthong epsilon iota is pronounced A. The diphthong omicron iota is pronounced oi. The diphthong upsilon iota is pronounced we. The diphthong alpha upsilon is pronounced ow. The diphthong epsilon upsilon is pronounced u. The diphthong eta upsilon is also pronounced u. And lastly, the diphthong omicron upsilon is pronounced oo, as in youth, you, oo. I, a, oi, we, ow, you, oo. You should attempt to memorize the diphthongs while doing the pronunciation exercises for them on page 4. In other words, you should do both. Attempt to memorize them and at the same time go through the pronunciation exercises, which will be on side 2 of this tape for this lesson, as both trying to memorize them and listening to them to memorize them will help you to learn these diphthongs. If you have a tough time memorizing, then become as familiar as you can with these diphthongs on page 3. But you should go on and listen to them and see them and hear them pronounced in the exercise 1 on diphthongs on page 4. Lesson 6, page 4. Lesson 6, diphthongs. Exercise 1. In this exercise, you'll be taken through the diphthongs of Lesson 6 with the diphthongs pronounced for you. The second time through, you'll be given a verbal quiz, in which you'll be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the diphthong when you see and or hear the letters presented. This first time through, I'm going to begin reading and pronounce the diphthongs for you, beginning with line 1, figure 1. Figure 1. Alpha iota. I. Figure 2. Epsilon iota. A. Figure 3. Omicron iota. Oi. Figure 4. Upsilon iota. We. Figure 5. Alpha upsilon. Ow. Figure 6. Epsilon upsilon. U. Line 2. Figure 1. Eta upsilon. U. Figure 2. Omicron, Upsilon. Ooh. Figure 3. Alpha, Iota. I. Figure 4. Epsilon, Iota. A. Figure 5. Omicron, Iota. Oi. Figure 6. Upsilon, Iota. We. Line 3. Figure 1. Alpha, Upsilon. Ow. Figure 2. Epsilon, Upsilon. U. Figure 3. Eta, Upsilon. U. Figure 4. Omicron, Upsilon. U. Figure 5. Alpha, Iota. I. Figure 6. Alpha, Upsilon. Ow. Line 4, figure 1. Epsilon, Iota. A. Figure 2. Epsilon, Upsilon. U. Figure 3. Omicron, Iota. Oi. Figure 4. Omicron, Upsilon. U. Figure 5. Upsilon, Iota. We. Figure 6. Alpha, Iota. I. Line 5. Alpha, Upsilon. Ow. Figure 2. Epsilon, Iota. A. Figure 3. Epsilon, Upsilon. U. Figure 4. Omicron, Iota. Oi. Figure 5. Omicron, Upsilon. Ooh. Figure 6. Upsilon, Iota. We. Line 6. Figure 1. Alpha, Iota. I. Figure 2. Epsilon, Upsilon. U. Figure 3. Epsilon, Iota. A. Figure 4. Omicron, Upsilon. U. Figure 5. Upsilon, Iota. We. Figure 6. Omicron, Iota. Oi. Line 7. Alpha, Upsilon. Ow. Figure 2. Epsilon, Iota. A. Figure 3. Omicron, Upsilon. oo. Figure 4. Omicron iota. Oi. Figure 5. Epsilon upsilon. U. Figure 6. Upsilon iota. We. Now, beginning back at line 1, figure 1, I will give the names of the letters again that form the diphthong and pause a little longer this time. Now that you've heard them and hopefully practiced them, but I'll give you a chance to respond during the pause, and then I will give the pronunciation of the diphthong. Line 1, figure 1. Alpha iota. I. Figure 2. Epsilon iota. A. Figure 3. Omicron iota. Oi. Figure 4. Upsilon iota. We. Figure 5. Alpha upsilon. Ow. Figure 6. Epsilon upsilon. U. Line 2, figure 1. Eta upsilon. U. Figure 2. Omicron upsilon. U. Figure 3. Alpha iota. I. Figure 4. Epsilon iota. A. Figure 5. Omicron iota. Oi. Figure 6. Upsilon iota. We. Line 3, figure 1. Alpha upsilon. Ow. Figure 2. Epsilon upsilon. U. Figure 3. Eta upsilon. U. Figure 4. Omicron upsilon. U. Figure 5. Alpha iota. I. Figure 6. Alpha upsilon. Ow. Line 4, figure 1. Epsilon iota. A. Figure 2. Epsilon upsilon. U. Figure 3. Omicron iota. Oi. Figure 4. Omicron upsilon. Ooh. Figure 5. Upsilon iota. we. Figure 6, alpha iota, I. Line 5, figure 1, alpha upsilon, au. Figure 2, epsilon iota, A. Figure 3, epsilon upsilon, U. Figure 4, omicron iota, Oi. Figure 5, omicron upsilon, Ooh. Figure 6, upsilon iota, we. Line 6, figure 1, alpha iota, I. Figure 2, epsilon upsilon, U. Figure 3, epsilon iota, A. Figure 4, omicron upsilon, U. Figure 5, upsilon iota, we. Figure 6, omicron iota, oi. Line 7, figure 1, alpha upsilon, au. Figure 2, epsilon iota, A. Figure 3, omicron upsilon, U. Figure 4, omicron iota, Oi. Figure 5, epsilon upsilon, U. And lastly, figure 6 of line 7, upsilon iota, we. You should learn these diphthongs thoroughly before moving on to lesson 7. Learning diphthongs is very important to be able to read the Greek of the New Testament. So spend time on these and learn them. And then once you have become familiar with them, then move on to lesson 7 to learn the punctuation marks, the breathing marks, and accent marks of the Greek New Testament. You can learn the things in lesson 7 while reviewing this exercise in lesson 6, after you have become familiar with the diphthongs. After lesson 7, learning the punctuation marks, the breathing marks, and the accent marks, you'll be ready to put all of this together in lesson 8, and you'll be reading the first 18 verses of the first chapter of the Gospel of John.